Hello, you lovely people. My name is James Crawford, and this is Patch Notes, a show that chats pretty about the latest patches, updates, hot fixes, and changes to the biggest and best games in the industry. With games as a service becoming a bigger deal than ever, seemingly every other title releasing in early access, and AAA developers inexplicably incapable of making one-off contained experiences without jamming them full of loot boxes, seasonal content, or insert devious money-making practice here, we wanted to create a show that keeps an eye on the stuff that's long been out. We're aiming to discuss both the changes being made to games and the effect those changes have on you, the players. So without further ado, let me introduce you to my guest this week, 100XP's resident camera monkey, Dean Letts.
That's me. Hello.
And the host of the Nintendo Podcast System podcast and Gorny7789 on YouTube, Jack Gorn.
Hi guys, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Very well, very well.
Good. Today we're going to be talking about sort of three main updates to the Nintendo titles, or the big Nintendo titles that we have at the moment, which is Splatoon, ARMS, and actually the Switch base itself. So they had a system update last week. And this is our first episode of Patch Notes. So starting off with Nintendo, which is horrible because I don't have a Switch. So you guys
That's
are going to
shocking.
Have to be talking a lot.
That is shocking.
I know.
You need to change that.
The Switch, it's annoying. Like, the Switch is, you know, there's new games, new content for it pretty much every week now. You know, you need to get one.
I mean, tomorrow, on the day of recording, tomorrow is the day that really is going to make my loins curl up because Mario Odyssey is releasing. And I was looking at shops now, thinking if I ordered it tonight I could get it tomorrow, but I'd also have to sell a liver, I think, to be able to afford one.
Some sort of body part. I mean, anyway, yeah
I don't think I'm not a big drinker, so I think the liver is probably the more valuable part of me. Okay. I don't think there's many other bits of me that anyone would value that highly, certainly not the brain. Dean, why don't you tell us about the Splatoon update and sort of what they changed?
Well, since the release of Splatoon 2, Nintendo have released pretty much constant updates every couple of weeks or so. Little bits here and there, you know, new maps, new weapons and things like that. I think they've only released a couple of major patches, which are mainly to do with nerfing some weapons or increasing the power of weapons. So with this new update, you know, there's, I'm not sure if I'll go through all of them, but there's a couple of weapons that, the big thing about Splatoon 2, well, before the patch, was that a certain weapon, the Aerospray, MG and RG, was pretty much overpowered and everyone was complaining about it and all that kind of stuff. Well, good news. They've pretty much nerfed it. For those who don't use it, for those who do use it, there are alternatives. So, so that's pretty much, I mean, do you want me to list through some of them or not?
Yeah, I mean, sort of the obviously balancing is a typically big change. And I mean, they didn't really do a hell of a lot of this sort of post release balancing for the first one, as sort of not as much, I don't think.
No.
Because this is, like, as you say, it's been every week. So it's interesting to see how much more attention they're paying to it, and the Nintendo titles in general. They're clearly going for a more competitive, multiplayer-focused community. So I find it very interesting. So they've just fixed a bunch of issues and reduced the damage, or how they sort of nerfed that gun?
Well, they've done here. They have. Decrease the radius of point of shot contact by roughly 10%, which I'm guessing is, you know, how much it hits people at a time. They've decreased the radius of the shot ink coverage by roughly 8%, and they've decreased the rate of which shots ink the ground by roughly 13%, which is quite high. I mean, the main purpose of that weapon is that it's a fast rate of fire weapon, but doesn't do a lot of damage. But I think just before this patch, I think it was kind of a little bit overpowered, like it done quite a bit of damage.
Do you think having the gun serve both the purpose of shooting other players and also gaining ground in each map has made it slightly more difficult to balance? Whereas, you know, in say something like Counter-Strike, you know that a gun's getting more kills than every other gun because you've got your analytics telling you.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole point of Splatoon is, you know, they've tried to market it so that it's not about shooting other players. It's mainly about trying to cover who can cover the most turf. But I think now that Nintendo have done like a focus on, they're trying to make Splatoon into like competitive gaming. You know, they're trying to target that audience as well. So I think I could see why they're maybe releasing more patches like this, because there's two different voices. You've got the casual player who maybe just does turf wars, maybe just plays some of the other ranks like Tower Control, Splat Zones and things like that. But then you've also got the other side, the competitive side, which, you know, they want it a bit more hardcore and things like that. So yeah. I can see why, you know, there's both sides to every story. But I think Nintendo's doing a pretty good job trying to answer both the, you know, both the players or the type of player, shall I say. Which is great.
It's quite difficult making a game for everyone when it's a shooter, and I think they've done quite well with it with Splatoon. It's very to the mass market, but at the same time it's trying to let everyone enjoy it, kind of thing.
Yeah. Do you think that the next update is going to bring, you know, 100 squids all in a helicopter dropping into an island? Do you think that's the next move?
That would be amazing. Yes.
That would be pretty cool.
PUBG's Splatoon version would be awesome.
Yeah. So, have you played a lot of it as well, Jack?
Yeah, I think Splatoon is one of the games which is normally constantly in my Switch. I've basically been in all the Splatfest that I've recently been, and me and my girlfriend and a few others will always join online, play with like groups of people, and yeah, it's one of those I've always really enjoyed it, kind of thing. And it's just that sort of competitive aspect as well as a casual aspect. It does sort of work really well. If you want to go into a competitive ranked match, you've got people in the same sort of mindset to face. And the same with the casual players. Even some of that is really competitive either way. But yeah, it's definitely one worth picking up if you haven't tried it before. I would highly recommend it.
Okay, so moving on to the Switch update then. What's changed? Because I have no idea, obviously, not having a Switch, being the Philistine that I am. What have they actually added with the latest update?
So the Switch has recently moved into version 4.00, and they've actually added quite a few hidden features that people didn't realise. The first main one that a lot of people did know about is the video capture within games. You can on the Switch, you can press one button on there to just take a screenshot at any point. You can now hold that to record a video up to 30 seconds, which isn't amazing, but it does the job, kind of thing.
I mean, that's as equivalent of what the Xbox One has at the moment.
Yes, exactly.
The PlayStation is still the only one that really offers anything longer than that. But I think when you're talking about just capturing that one moment where you killed everyone on the screen, that's probably what you need.
Like Splatoon, for instance, is one of, there's only four games that are listed as available for video currently. That is Splatoon, Mario Kart, I think Zelda's one of them, and ARMS.
Yeah.
So it's those four main games at first. I've heard rumours of other games being featured within the next couple of days, but who knows.
So this recording in the background, this doesn't affect the titles in any way? There's no slowdown or anything you can
see? It works perfectly fine. Yeah, you can still carry on. So look, when you play online games on Mario Kart or Splatoon, there's no real difference in terms of gameplay. And I heard it's still quite poor actual quality that it records in, but you can share directly to either Twitter or Facebook straight away from your Switch. So it's a useful little feature to show off to your friends.
Yeah, I don't think they'd probably introduce that hoping to court YouTubers. One's making Let's Plays from that. I think it's more like, you know, you want to share it on Facebook when you killed Bob, and you just really want to wind Bob up by just posting it on Bob's face, and, you know, just be like, look at this, look at what I did, Bob. I don't know why I said Bob. I have no friends called Bob. Bob is my granddad, so in my head I'm like, yeah, granddad. You suck at games.
A poor guy, a poor man.
I bet he's still better than you though, James. I bet he's still better than you.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to like Nintendo Switch titles, he's got it. Yeah. I don't. So what else was changed?
So there was another interesting feature that I found in the game. I don't know about you two like playing local play with Nintendo games previously, but one of the my real like ball aches with it was having to update games to when you're going out to go and play locally.
Yeah.
For instance, Super Smash Bros. On the 3DS, you had to have the most updated version to be able to play local play. And you, for instance, come on a Saturday, you're going out for the day to go meet some people, then you realise there was an update in the morning and you missed it, you can't play local play.
Yeah.
Really, really frustrating, really annoying. So,
and you can't update off of each other either.
No, you can't. However, the Switch, you can do that now. So if you go out with the people to play out on the go, you can literally download the same version from your friend's Switch.
That's nice.
So that you can play all together on that same version. So if you do miss an update, your friend's got it. There you go, problem solved. So
yeah, and your mate can't, you know, he can't continue to be cheaty McCheat and exploit that one exploit that he knows about in Mario Kart. He's going to have to update.
It's a nice little feature, and I know that in some cases the 3DS did have that sort of feature with Spot Pass features and Street Pass features, but it didn't always work very well. But the fact they've added it into the Switch as well, so if we do, because I do go to lots of local gaming groups and things with playing Nintendo games, this is going to be a great feature, and especially if you like for tournaments and things, so that everyone's using the same version. There's no problems, people, like you said, cheating and things like that. So I like it. It's a nice little feature, and it's pretty hidden within the surface of the update.
The Switch has now got Street Fighter on it, hasn't it? It's got the Switch. Is it Street Fighter Alpha?
Yeah, it's its own version of Alpha, I believe. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
I imagine that's, you know, a nightmare for tournament owners who having to keep everything updated to the latest update, and it's always been one of the biggest reasons why Capcom have tried to justify making, you know, the Street Fighter Alpha Mega update number 3, you know, so that they can market it to tournament sellers who are then going to have a product that they don't have to update. But knowing that you can update off of each other might change that a little bit. Especially for Smash Brothers tournaments, you know, things that are definitely going to have to run on the Switch.
I'm glad really you mentioned Smash Brothers though, because there was one other part of this update which was very, very interesting. I don't know if either of you guys played Smash Bros on the Wii U, but there was a connection you could use to play with a GameCube controller.
Yeah.
They've now made that accessible to the Switch, so you can play I don't know about how many games there are, but you can play certain games with the GameCube controller.
Yeah, I mean, there is the diehard group of people who play Nintendo games. And I mean, like, most of them, it is, you know, contained within the Smash Bros. Fan base. But there are people that obsessively need to have the GameCube controller.
Yeah.
Bless them. You know, they don't know what they're doing to themselves by needing this controller. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I think they've got into this mindset after having to use Joy-Cons for too long. But I love that Nintendo panders so sort of willfully to this poor crowd of clearly adult-minded people who really desperately need to bring their Wavebird to every tournament that they play in.
Oh, I miss the Wavebird. What a great controller.
It was a great controller for its time, but now if you try and get an older one, it's so bulky compared to like modern controllers. It's so hot, but bulky to hold. It's crazy.
It needed to be. It really did, because that was the first controller you had no wire connecting. Yeah. So you just, if it wasn't bulky, you just, it would fly out of your hands. Yeah, you know, you'd try and pull out, or someone would walk in front of you and you'd desperately try and stop them from yanking the controller out of your hand.
I'm surprised they didn't have wrist straps.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't have wrist straps attached to that one.
That's a good point.
But yeah, it's a pretty cool idea though, that they've added it into the Switch, and the fact that you can play like Zelda with a GameCube controller, like the Breath of the Wild. They don't have the button mapping yet, so that it's literally a default button settings, which is kind of annoying. But hopefully they'll add that in a future patch, so you can.
I'm wondering with this sort of look to backwards compatibility. I mean, the WaveBird, it was through a USB, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I'm guessing there's not going to be a chance that they'll get like Wii controllers supported as well, because that would be really nice for Skyward Sword. I don't like the idea of playing their new update. Like they're updating Skyward Sword. And I think the suggestion is you'd be using the Joy-Cons.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, the Joy-Cons they do work in the same sort of way the old Wii ones do.
They don't have the feel of the, you know, like they're not full hand controllers, are they?
They just don't have the pointer technology. So, you know, they could probably do it without it, but it's very strange.
We'll see. I mean, possibly they'll just find an interesting workaround. But I think one of the better things about Skyward Sword was that, like, the motion plus control being so important to it. Anyways, is that it for the Switch update? Is there anything else that they snuck in?
There's just a couple of minor things. Like, there is a few new profile icons for like Super Mario Odyssey and Breath of the Wild, which you can use on your profile. And there's now pre-purchase options available on certain games in the eShop.
That's very
cool.
So,
for instance, you can now pre-download Mario Odyssey now if you wanted to, so which
just you to tease you even more shop. Basically it's just to tease you.
Go on, you know you want to.
Sorry, I'm getting my heart flush again. It's we've got a quarter of an hour before I'd need to make the purchase within the next 16 minutes. There goes my dog. He's like, do it, Dad! Do it, Dad! You can do it! I believe in you, Dad! Go buy the Switch! He really wants the Switch because he really likes jumping up on my lap and destroying technology. He's gotten through two phones so far. I bought a case for the third one. Fool me twice. No, it's fool me once, shame on you. Twice, shame on me. So I'm shamed, but I did learn eventually. Buy a case for your phone. But I'm fairly sure he'd destroy a Switch if he got his port anywhere near it. Anyway, yeah, so our sort of the final big update that we're going to talk about is ARMS. And again, this is one that you've both played for me, I take it? You both have been paying lots of attention to what the...
Had a little go.
What about you, Dean? Did you... you spent weeks on it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was probably one of the 10 people in the world that actually bought ARMS on release date. You know, one of the biggest jokes in the ARMS community right now is ARMS dead? Is it a dead game?
Does it have any legs? That's my favorite.
exactly. It's I don't know. I mean, ARMS is a very strange franchise, you know, for it's Nintendo's newest, I guess, IP. And it was, I guess, one of the big... It was the first new release on the Switch after Breath of the Wild, because after that it was Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which is just, you know, Mario Kart 8
straight port,
beefed
really
up with steroids, pretty much. So it was kind of a big deal, and you know, I loved the global test punches that they had, and it was quite fun. I really enjoyed it. It was classic Nintendo fun, quirkiness and colors and all that kind of stuff.
Brilliant designs, fantastic designs. I love the characters in ARMS. Such a Nintendo quality to have such good design for what is essentially a fighting game. Like, you know, and fighting games are so key for characters to be well designed.
Yeah. Exactly.
It anyway, was, yeah, sorry, no, interrupting.
No, not at all. So what I loved about ARMS is that, you know, I think everyone loved Wii Boxing, and it was just a shame that nothing ever came, like nothing was more in depth from that, or they didn't release anything.
Did you ever play the Punch-Out?
No, I didn't know that was a game until maybe 3 years ago. It sort of went unreleased, or not unreleased.
It did. It went straight under the radar.
That's it, yeah.
They launched that in a stealth ship, I'm sure of it. Like, you know, in the dead of night, they unloaded the three copies of Punch-Out that each store got. I have Punch-Out. You should come and play Punch-Out.
Oh,
it's a really, really
it's a
good
game. Really tough, though, that one, that version. I know the original was really tough as well, but yeah, it's to get through that whole game, you have to basically fight through it twice, and it's really, really difficult to get through all of them.
You have to have at least like 50% control of your ARMS as well, which is, you know, like a limiting factor for me, because I don't. I just...
Is it that one, there's I think Donkey Kong's one of the bosses on it, or near the end.
Yeah, it is that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. Anyway, yeah, ARMS.
Mm.
The unfortunate, maybe spiritual successor to Wii Boxing and Punch-Out.
Yeah, so it's, like I was saying, it's one of those, it's a weird franchise because it was Nintendo's newest IP and it was their next big release, which is all fine. But then they released Splatoon 2 a month later and kind of took all the people who had ARMS and kind of just thought, let's go with an established IP. Let's forget ARMS. And it's such a shame because it is a great game. I just feel that personally for me, it lacks a lot of depth. There's not, the single player campaign's a bit lackluster. It obviously hasn't received the same love in regards to updates as Splatoon 2. You know, I think the first update for ARMS was maybe like a month and a half after it came out. And all it really did was add a new character. That was pretty much it, which is a shame. But
there's been a couple, though, no? I thought they added a couple of characters every now and then.
There's a new character in the latest update.
Yes. Yeah, but apart from that, there's only been two new characters since release, it's due now, which, I think they're... From what I've heard, I think there's another six or seven to come out yet. So it'd be interesting to see
still
how
a large number to come. Yeah,
fear not. ARMS is getting updates. Which is great. But yeah, it's just one of those weird franchises that.
Do you think it would have done better to have everything released when it first came out then, rather than the slow and steady patches of?
I don't know actually, because this is something that I often think about, like Nintendo's strategy with Splatoon 2, In some ways it works, but in other ways I think it doesn't. I really don't know the answer to that question.
I mean, the games as a service thing is interesting in general because it means, like looking at the Destiny example, people got sick to death of seeing news articles about Destiny, but Destiny was in the news all the time because they were always releasing a new raid. They were always releasing a new event for people to join in on. And it's, I guess, it's the same with the updates to Zelda. Like the updates to the Switch meant that people were sharing videos of Zelda. There was a Kotaku article goes up about, Zelda's got a new breath of life. Because of that reason, like the idea of updating something, eking it out, getting that feedback and trying to get more eyes on your product, even, 3-4 months after release. Is worked for a lot of titles, but if you release your title and it has nothing there on release, I think you're right. I think it stops the momentum completely. Yeah. Like Street Fighter V had that exact same problem. It's a brilliant comparison, I think, because they've done their best to fill in the gaps that they were on both games, maybe. And I know in the Street Fighter V example, it's not really felt like. It's been enough. The latest Evo, it was the first big Street Fighter V tournament, and people were like, okay, so maybe there is something here. And that's what, maybe a year and a bit after release? That's incredible for a Street Fighter game.
The problem they got is if you do that sort of process of releasing updates slowly, like every couple of weeks or so, the start, your game can be quite bare and basic and there's nothing to it. I know the first Splatoon game definitely suffered for that.
Yeah,
there was just
definitely.
Not a lot to it. But as it kept adding more updates and more stages and more weapons as it goes, it just got better and better along the way. I think this time they've sort of learned from that lesson and they've released enough with it at the start to keep it interesting. But the extra weapons and things do keep that sort of thing going with it. And I think they've tried to just like shift the same thing onto ARMS, and in a way they kind of did it with Mario Kart as well, but maybe it just isn't quite hitting the mark yet, and maybe once there's a few more characters out, maybe they'll have a bit of a sale on and do well out of it again.
Maybe
is there going to be enough just to add more characters though? I mean, do you think that there's enough modes in that game to sort of keep people busy?
I recently did try the four player mode actually, or like where you play all against all on there, and that is quite frantic and quite fun.
Yeah.
I've only done a few like one-on-one matches in local tournaments and stuff, but yeah, if you haven't had a go on the four player, I'd say give that a go and see what you think afterwards. But it's a weird one because most fighting games you think are just like for competitive play, one-on-one fights and stuff. I don't know what you guys sort of thinking on that sort of level, but Yeah, weird.
I think it's these questions that really got me wanting to do a project like Patch Notes. Knowing that games now might not release complete, you know, that is the sad fact of it. Games will release sort of as if they were going for early access, knowing that people will purchase and support the development to continue and fill out that game a little bit more. I think far too often, and this applies to early access as well, if a game comes out and there's nothing, and when there are updates, people don't see those updates, that game can get lost, you know? I've seen it happen in a couple of really interesting indie titles that came out and didn't have enough there to begin with, but that stuff got added, but it was too late by that point. For me, that's what Patch Notes is going to be about. It's going to be about looking back at stuff that's coming out and seeing if the updates have done enough to make those games interesting. And it's from the sounds of it, you know, ARMS, how long has it been out now? 4-5 months?
Yeah, something like that. June it came out,
It should have been enough by now, surely. You know, they should have updated that to a point that where the community was happy. And from the way you sound, Dean, it doesn't sound like that's been the case.
I think it's going in the right direction now. But as you say, I wonder if it's a little bit too late to sort of recapture that crowd now, because now you've got the big games coming out now for Christmas. And, you know, you've got Xenoblade 2 coming out in December. You've got Mario Odyssey coming out very shortly. I feel, with Splatoon's continued updates, like pretty much every week, as well as their Splatfests, I do wonder if ARMS is going to get a little bit lost now. But it's going in the right direction. I just don't know if it's a little bit like too late, I guess.
At the same time, it is coming up to that sort of Christmas period where a lot of people probably haven't even invested in the Switch yet. And
true.
If they can get some of these games that come out early on, they get a slight discount on it now, maybe it'd be more interesting to people to pick it up. Especially people on limited budgets and stuff like that. But.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this Christmas period could easily make ARMS back again, but they'd obviously have to have a little bit more spotlight for a week or two at the right time. So maybe we look for another update November time, even in December, you know, start of December. If they updated and it was a new fighter, maybe a new mode, that could change it. It could be enough. Anyway, I think that's probably about as much drivel as I can make, unless you guys have anything more you'd like to say on any of the updates.
I think that's pretty much it. I think I'm spent.
Yeah, play ARMS.
Oh, spent. ARMS. I love that term. I'm completely spent. There is nothing more inside my balls. That's it for Patch Notes. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on.
No, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, obviously. Anytime, just get out of my house. this is actually not recording in my house. I just wanted to tell Jack to get out of my house. Anyway, thank you so much to our lovely listeners who have been putting up with our drivel. There will be another Patch Notes at some point in the next couple of weeks. It won't have these two guests on it. It will have two different people with two different faces. But until then, please like and subscribe and do all the things that social media tells you to do.
Bye.
That was good. I like that.